Greetings, sovereigns. Join us as we explore new and old knowledge and ideas around food and health to help you achieve optimum states of wellness. Greetings. So, on our last actual podcast, we focused on detox and a specific detox fast modification regimen that focused on 2 weeks of mono meal and then followed by 1 week, you know, liquids. And those liquids weren't restricted to just juices, but they could have included blended fruits and veggies or soups, and not heated soups, of course, but soups that you make in the blender. More on that later. But what I thought would be very important would be to discuss some of the things that you need to know for getting into a detox or a fast, right? And those things include, like, you know, how do you prepare yourself for it? What do you do 2 to 3 days before? Should I be, like, you know, gorging on food that I really love just 1 day before I actually do a detox? Or should I be training my brain and supporting my system to transition to that detox where I'm eliminating solid foods? You know, another thing that we'll look at is what supplements or what are you taking during the fast to kind of support you, but also support your system in rebuilding itself. And how do you cleanse and prepare your fruits and veggies during this time? And, you know, making it a daily habit of doing, you know, so as to reduce exposure to, you know, parasites, eggs, and other things that get lodged onto the skin of fruits and veggies. And the last thing we'll take a look at is really, how do you get off of a detox or a fast? You know, what is ideal in terms of food and food intake on the first day after you finish your fast? What is appropriate to consume? And what would happen if you decide to just, you know, pig out and just have a whole lot of foods that you really enjoy, like pizza and fries and, you know, those things that may be enticing to you right after a fast may not be the best, and I'll let you know why. So when embarking on a fast regimen or a detox protocol, eating a mono diet, which I spoke about in our last podcast, eating a mono diet for 1 to 3 days before that detox begins would be a great way to support your system. And I mean, think about it. You're getting ready to actually go through 21 days of just eating one type of fruit each day, or one type of fruit each meal, and just fruits only. That requires a great deal of focus. And you have to keep your purpose for actually doing this detox or this type of detox in mind. If you're not filled with purpose while you're doing it, you're going to find it very difficult to do and you might fall off. So purpose is key at the beginning of a fast. Make sure you know why you're doing it. Think about that 1 to 3 days as a way to assist your body and conditioning your mental and physical body to make that transition from solid food to juices. So we'll call it a pre-diet. And for this pre-diet, which would last for 1 to 3 days before you begin your actual regimen, you can do grapes only for 1 day, and you can follow that up with other simple mono diets. Grapes is a strong detox fruit, so using grapes is actually supporting your system and helping it to do some pre-detoxing before you get to the actual beginning of the detox, or the of the 21 days, if you choose to do 21 days. So again, grapes are really helpful. So maybe your first day, you want to have grapes all day as food for your mono diet. On day two, maybe you can have a very light raw salad if you choose to. And that would be, of course, you can have salad all day, or you can have one salad and just drink water, you know, to support you and hydrate you. On day three, you can have a mono diet of apples or even melons. Again, apples and melons. Apples are very fibrous, so that will help you and help to hold you. Melons are very hydrating and also can cleanse you. And when you eat your melons, eat the seeds, you know, at least try to eat half of the seed and make sure, again, seeded fruits, very important. Your mono diet means that you consume a single type of fruit all day. If you choose apple, then you eat meals of apples only all day, all right? But if you hear the term mono meal, that refers to just one type of fruit for one meal all day. So every meal you have for the day would incorporate only just one. So that's a mono meal versus a mono diet. Flush your system with water again. So consuming as much water as possible is key. During those first 3 days, you can incorporate chlorophyll as well. You don't have to wait until your detox regimen begins. I actually suggest that you incorporate chlorophyll as a daily part of your lifestyle. It just blended into what you do. And if you can't do it every day, try to do it every 3 days or, you know, a couple times a week. That will be very helpful for you. You know, remember in our last podcast, we said how chlorophyll, it really helps to support the building of your blood. It heals wounds. It helps to support your tissue regrowth, right? So those are really important things to consider when you're considering building your body so that it can detox naturally daily without always having to detox every minute or always worrying about, you know, flushing your system, you know, once and just doing a big long 64 days. As you know, that can be straining on the body. However, if you're doing it consistently and you're creating the environment where your body can detox naturally, that's appropriate. Another thing I want to speak to just very quickly is the closing off of your detox. When you close off your detox, pay attention to your feelings of hunger and wanting to eat and not waiting to eat when you're done. I know the last day of your detox, you're probably daydreaming about all the good foods you're going to go back to eating. But guess what? If you were to do that, that would totally reverse all of the work you just put in for 3 weeks. Not only that, you will be absolutely sick if you were to do that. If you were to, you know, sit and eat a whole pizza on the first day after you finish your detox, you will be sick, you'll be throwing up, you'll have headaches. Why? During a detox, your stomach literally shrinks. It reduces, apart from losing weight, water weight, and losing some fat off of you, you'll find that your stomach can only take in a small amount of food at a time. So it is my suggestion that you don't get too overexcited about what foods you can eat and how much you can just, you know, like throw down into your gut. Very important to pay attention to the cravings and make sure that you do not consume very complex foods on that first day. You know, incorporate fruit, maybe have a fruit salad where you have mixed fruit together, Because remember, this is the first solid foods that you're eating after a week. And it may be the first solid complex foods, because all along you've been eating just mono meals or mono diet of fruits. Once you start incorporating complex carbs and other foods that you enjoy, slow down, take it easy. Your first day, a suggestion would be oranges. Another thing that you could incorporate is some apples. You may even want a fruit salad. You may even want a green salad with, you know, a nice dressing. But remember, portion, small portions, because you're going to get sick. I'm just going to be clear about that. When you're closing off your fast as well, look, a couple days after, you want to pay attention to how your body and how it responds. You know, you want to continue jotting down information in a diary or in a booklet somewhere. You know, if you broke out or you had acne, if you were cold sweating, if you found that you had smells coming from your skin, that's toxins coming out of you, being released through sweat. So, you know, paying attention to those things and even what the smells are like, that's really important, because you can tell what's being pushed out of you. Pay attention to any residue or anything coming out of your body. That's your body eliminating. And jot that down, write it down. If you have excessive mucus, yellow mucus is indicative of mucus that's been in the body for a very long time. You know, white mucus has not been there for very long, but you still want to pay attention to it. You may even find that you get up in the mornings and you have crusts around your eyes. I'm being very real, very open. That's all of that is a form of the body detoxing. So those things that are coming through is coming through because your body's saying, hey, I have mucus, and there's mucus even in your eyes. So important to jot those down, pay attention to them. The last thing I want to speak to very quickly would be the foods that you consume, right? Especially during that detox time. So you pay attention to the color of foods or the color of the juices that you make, and their specific nutritional characteristics, right? So that when you design your drinks during that liquid fast time, you're really focused on colors and how those colors support your system. Red foods help to speed up circulation. So a very good juice that you can actually create is from yellow dock and beets together. You know, you can put some yellow dock tea and juice some beets, and that will build your blood. It will help to circulate. You can even add some cayenne. Red foods create fire and heats up the body. So, you know, pay attention to the color of the foods. Orange foods are antispasmodic. It's excellent for pains and cramps, right? So if you're going through, women, if you're going through your cycle, orange foods are great to create a juice with, or a shake with, or a blended drink with, because it can help to strengthen the lungs as well. And it's especially good for people who live in metropolitan cities where there are high levels of pollutants in the air. Orange is a color also that helps to stimulate your appetite, and it affects us emotionally and opens us up to joy and expansiveness, you know, just the color of orange. So it's important to pay attention to orange foods and include them, and make an orange juice every couple of days to kind of help you ease pains or cramps, if that's so, and even to help eliminate some of the pollutants that can line the lungs. Yellow foods are motor stimulants, and they help us with moving in the morning. So a yellow food, a yellow juice blend would be ideal for like the breakfast food, because it will help to stimulate movement, and you know, you get up and go. It strengthens the nerves and your digestion and eases constipation. So if you find maybe that you're not able to eliminate easily, then, you know, yellow foods or making a juice blend with yellows will support you in that way. Green foods are blood cleansers. Dandelion, excellent blood cleanser. Its root is excellent, but so are the leaves. So you can utilize those in a juice, and they are natural tranquilizers. And they're nutrifying, they're nutrient dense as well. Especially in juice form, because they go, that nutrient goes straight to your blood. It's very, very, very fortifying. And blues, so blue juices, blue foods are ideal for headaches and spiritual and mental work as well. And the blue foods are naturally cooling. So, you know, just sit and think about all the blue foods, especially those fruits, and think about how, they're waterlogged, they're filled with water. And that helps to explain why they can be so cooling. So, good luck on your detox journey. These are just some tips to support you before and after your detox. And, you know, just specific nutritional characteristics of foods so that you can design juices during your fast that help to support you and help to support your body as you see need fit. Thank you.
This has been a Sovereign Eats podcast. Follow us on social media at The Sovereign Eats and visit our website at sovereigneats.com.